Welcome to the Punk Rock MBA podcast.
Hey everyone, I'm back. Producer Deanna Chapman here to talk today about how to grow and monetize your podcast. So in the previous bonus episode that I did for this podcast, I talked about going from idea to launch, and now I wanted to cover just a couple more things here, because while I've been working on the Punk Rock MBA with Finn, one of the things we discuss a lot is how to grow the audience for the podcast. You know, podcasts aren't like YouTube where you get into a recommendation engine and it puts your content in front of people's faces within the YouTube app or on the website. Instead, podcast discovery is almost non-existent. The best way I've found out about shows is by other people telling me about them, or if I hear a podcast host mention another podcast on their show. So what we've been doing that I think has been pretty successful is doing some cross promotion with other shows. So if you listen to the episodes and you hear Finn talking about another show, we have usually had those podcasts also do a read for the Punk Rock MBA. So we are basically doing an ad swap, and that allows us to reach another show's audience. And sure, there might be some overlap if we're, say, doing a cross promotion with 100 Words or Less by Ray Harkins. And, you know, some people are friends with both Ray and Finn, so they probably listen to both of their shows. And, you know, there's going to be some overlap with this show and quite a few of the music podcasts that are out there. And it's just a way to reach more people that is free and honestly not all that time consuming. I send out a few emails, people let me know if they're interested. Finn takes 5 to 10 minutes to record the ad read. I edit it, it goes up. So, you know, maybe 20, 30 minutes tops to get this out and reach a new audience when we're doing cross promotion. And then one of the other things you can do is obviously pay for ads on other podcasts, which if you're going to do that, you really might want to consider having a set budget, whether it's a monthly budget, yearly budget, every 6 months, what have you, because it can add up pretty fast depending on the size of the shows that you're reaching out to. You can run an ad for $200. You can run an ad for $50. And, you know, even if you're just doing smaller ad buys, it's going to add up, and you want to make sure that you're getting your money's worth too. So what we do is we usually ask the podcasts for the download numbers for those particular episodes that the ad was read on, just so we have numbers that we can run on our end and see, you know, okay, we paid $50 for this ad and it reached 2,000 people. We paid $200 for this ad, it reached 10,000 people, and things like that. So that's another thing you can do to help your podcast grow. Obviously, ads have been working for quite some time now. Otherwise, people wouldn't still be running them constantly. We all see ads every single day, but I think when you hear someone tell you about something, it has a different kind of impact than just seeing a social media ad. So that's why we've been really focusing on having ads on podcasts and not running social media ads. And then as far as how to monetize your podcast, one of the answers there is also ads. So if you've been listening to these shows, you've probably heard ads for LinkedIn, Manscaped, a few others like NetSuite, HelloFresh, and those are brought to us by a company called True Native Media. So they will pitch the show to advertisers, and then if they're interested, we get the talking points. Finn records the ad read, I edit it, it gets uploaded into Megaphone, where it is dynamically inserted with ad markers, which, you know, not everyone is going to be on Megaphone and have access to dynamic ad insertion, but it really is great if your show is big enough to be on a platform that offers that. Some of them are invite only still, others are not. You can usually find some that will have that as a feature, but it's definitely something that you'll want to consider when you are wanting to monetize your podcast, whether or not you would need to switch podcast hosts and things like that.
One Hit Thunder is a podcast where we both celebrate and have a good laugh about bands and artists that had just one hit that we all know. Each week, we're joined by a guest from the world of music or comedy to learn more than you ever thought you would about some songs that you can't forget. And we decide if they brought the one-hit thunder or were nothing more than a one-hit blunder. Look, if you listen to the show, you're probably going to laugh, and I guarantee you're going to crush next time the bar has music trivia. Tag Team, Jane Child, Meredith Brooks, Looking Glass, Sean Mullins, Eiffel 65, EMF, Crash Test Dummies, Crazy Town, Chumbawamba. We have hundreds of episodes in our back catalog and a new episode each week, so pass the Dutchie, make sure you're connected, and subscribe to One Hit Thunder wherever you get your pods.
Hey there, I am Johnny Christ from Avenged Sevenfold, and I've got a podcast called Drinks with Johnny you're going to want to check out. I sit down with a bunch of different people from all different walks of life, from professional wrestlers to actors, comedians, fighters, musicians, everything in between. I'm just looking to make some friends and have a good time doing it. So if that sounds like something you're into, go check out Drinks with Johnny, streaming everywhere now.
But first, I want to thank DistroKid for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. If you're not familiar, DistroKid is a digital music distribution service that musicians use to put their music into online stores and streaming services. So in plain language, if you have ever wondered how to get your music on iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music, Amazon, Deezer, Tidal, and many, many more, there's like dozens and dozens of different streaming services, DistroKid is the way to do it. It is super easy. I have used it to put my music on Spotify. It took me maybe 5 minutes to like set it up and upload everything. It's legitimately awesome. I am sincerely a fan of this company and their product. And for those of you who have asked, you can also upload your music to TikTok with DistroKid. And if you want a chance to get featured on DistroKid's Spotify playlists, you can do that by submitting a song through Spotlight and getting your fans to vote for you. You can also use Hyperfollow to get more Spotify followers. You can promote your new release as well as Spotify Canvas. That's where there's the video in the background in the player. And when you share it on Instagram, it shares that video too to make your Spotify release pop. And Spotify Canvas is available to all DistroKid artists. Like I said, as you can probably tell from this, like I am sincerely a fan of DistroKid. DistroKid can do everything I just talked about and so much more. So be sure to sign up with my link, which is in the show notes for this episode, to get 7% off your first year. That link is in the show notes of this episode, or go to distrokid.com/VIP/thepunkrockNBA. And thanks again to DistroKid for sponsoring this episode.
You can also monetize through Patreon, which Finn also does. He has his Patreon that he started for his YouTube channel, and he has since added to it so that if you are a fan of the podcast, you get the episodes a week early for our main episodes that drop on Monday. Unfortunately, I'm not quite as ahead on the bonus episodes as I am with the main episodes, but it's a way to just offer your fans a little something extra, and you'll notice that they don't. And even if you don't have a ton of people listening to the episodes a week early, we do know for a fact that there are some of you out there who listen early, and I know Finn appreciates your support, and since Patreon is how he pays me, I, by proxy, appreciate your support as well. And it's a fairly simple way to just allow other people to support you. You know, I also have a Patreon for my shows, and even though I don't have nearly the amount of patrons as Finn does, my shows are much smaller in comparison. So for me, even having 10 supporters, you know what? That covers hosting costs for me for the entire year. And you have these small costs that can really add up. And, you know, I am obviously doing these things myself. So if my Patreon gets bigger, that would definitely be more money in my pocket. Whereas, you know, like I just said, for Finn, that's how he pays me. But there are so many shows that are making thousands upon thousands of dollars on Patreon. And while we can't all expect to have that sort of success with Patreon because our podcast won't be as big as those, maybe they can be one day. But when you start, monetizing shouldn't be the first thing on your mind. It took Finn and I a while to get to the point where we were talking about monetizing the podcast. It wasn't something that he wanted to do right at the start. So we waited, we built up the audience a little more. We ended up on Megaphone through our network, Sound Talent Media, and that provided us with some more opportunities, because one of the other things you can do is you can join a host that has an ad marketplace. So when we don't have ads coming in from True Native, we use what's called Megaphone Targeted Marketplace, which Megaphone goes out and gets companies to run sponsorships through their platform. And those are the ads that you'll hear that are not read by Finn. So they are not host read ads. And the CPM on those, which for anyone who doesn't know, CPM is basically the cost per thousand downloads. So a lot of places will start you off at a lower CPM, like $15 or $20 for every thousand downloads that your podcast gets. And it can vary greatly with Megaphone because of the fact that Finn isn't the one reading the ads. Typically, a host read ad will get you more money. And so that's why, one, hosts prefer them, and two, companies prefer them a lot of times too. But the Megaphone Targeted Marketplace is a great way to supplement ad income for the host read ads if we have a lull where we don't have any in the mid-roll spot or things like that. That will fill in based on someone's location and things like that. There's a whole bunch of targeting that goes on with those that I am not in the know on, so it's hard for me to say exactly how Megaphone software works, but you basically will get served an ad depending on demographics, geography, and things like that. You can still find ways to monetize even if your podcast isn't big. You know, I mentioned Patreon, but you could also reach out to small local companies. Maybe there's a coffee shop in your area and a lot of your listeners are where you live. You can hit up that coffee shop, be like, hey, I have a podcast. A lot of my listeners are local as well. I think it would be great if we teamed up and, you know, they offer a discount code for their coffee or things like that. And that could be a great way to make a little bit of money, even if your show isn't getting thousands upon thousands of downloads. Another thing you can do is affiliate links. You can sign up with Amazon. You could hit up a company and see if they want to do some affiliate marketing so that you only get paid when they make a sale and things like that. There are a bunch of different ways you can really monetize your podcast, and maybe it's not as many as you might think. It's probably more like a handful, but there are options out there for podcasts of all size, and I think that's really important. So if you want to grow your audience, you can really focus on word of mouth, cross promotion. Also, one thing I didn't mention, guest on other podcasts. That's something that Finn has been doing. He recently did No Jumper, which was great, and he's been on some other shows over the last year. You know, it's really important to just kind of keep getting your name out there, and Finn's name obviously is already out there quite a bit between this and the YouTube channel and a bunch of the other work he's done in the past, but, you know, podcasts are sort of the wild, wild west still right now. There's no one way to reach your goals with a podcast. You can either get lucky because you have a huge guest on who shares it and you get a lot of people coming in that way. And, you know, that is kind of hit or miss, honestly, because a lot of the guest's fans will be there for the guest, not necessarily for the future guests, but you still get some people drawn in that way, and they'll maybe go back and check out other episodes that maybe had people on that they like, but they didn't know they had been on the podcast and things like that. But, you know, growth and monetization, that's definitely something to worry about once you have your idea and everything figured out, which I mentioned in the previous episode. But that's all I have for you all today. Don't forget to check out the Punk Rock MBA merch. Finn has a bunch of cool new stuff in there. You can follow me on social media. You can check out my podcast. There's a link to my website in the show notes. And I hope anyone who has been interested in starting a podcast has found this helpful. Or even if you aren't interested in starting a podcast, hopefully this has just given you some insight into what Finn and I have been doing behind the scenes, you know, before the podcast started, when it launched, and now while we're in this sort of growth and monetization phase.
All right, my friends, that does it for this episode of the podcast. If you made it this far, thank you. Thank you for listening. We sincerely appreciate each and every one of you. If you want to help the show, there's a couple things that you can do. First of all, share it on social media. If you share it, tag us, tag Finn McKenty, that's me, and tag Deanna Chapman, that's a producer. Second thing you can do, if you really, really, really love us and really want to support us, you can support us on Patreon. There's a link to that in the show notes. You can leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever else you're listening to this, or you can do none of that. And you can just sit at home thinking about how awesome this podcast is. That works too. Again, thank you very much to each and every one of you for listening. We sincerely appreciate it, and we'll see you next time.
Hello, Tom May here, host of Future Friday. I've spent the last 15 years on the road with my band, The Menzingers, where I've met all kinds of wild and fascinating people. So I started a podcast. On Future Friday, I talk to fellow musicians about the moments that made them, their passions outside of music, and the curiosities that tie us all together. I've also talked to the likes of UFO researchers, magicians, soldiers, and documentary filmmakers, and I'm constantly searching for folks that can shape and change our view of the world. You can check out Future Friday wherever you like.
This is Krista Makes, guitarist and vocalist for Less Than Jake, and host of Krista Makes a Podcast, a songwriting podcast where every week I'm joined by an amazing guest to break down the writing, recording, and release of one iconic song from their career. In our giant evergreen back catalog of episodes, we've had rock legends such as Dee Snider and Huey Lewis, punk rock favorites like Mark Hoppus, Fat Mike, and Brett Gurewitz, and up-and-coming artists of today such as Liz Stokes of The Beths and Genesis Owusu. We've had guests from all genres and styles of music, and I guarantee that if you peruse our back catalog, you'll see several episodes that'll make you say, "Man, I gotta hear that." Whether you're a fan of music or a creator of music yourself, you'll take away a whole new appreciation for the songs you know and love. Krista Makes a Podcast is available for free on all the places you could possibly listen to podcasts, and new episodes come out every Monday.